What do you like about a movie? Book? TV series? Person? What do you like about a movie? A book? A TV series? A person? The drama? The look of the actors? So, observing myself, I have discovered that I don't watch something unless I like at least one person there. And to be truthful, you have to be a good person for me to like you. And good people are rare. In life and in movies and books. Good people are good in spite of what happened to them when they were a child. The in spite is the key word here. If it is because, then they are not good people. Authors that care about featuring good people that are even rare. I pay for channels on Prime Video on Amazon. Channels like PBS, or BritBox. I find only 4% of what is available on each channel, only 4% have a good person I can root for, a person I can resonate with. And in books it is even harder to find. 1 in 300. So what is good in my book? I said above, good in spite of what grievances they may have. Beyond that, seeing what is good will need the sight capacity. Seeing what is because and what is in spite of. According to Robert Hartman, good is that which fulfills its purpose fully. Good means concept fulfillment. By concept he means the design. The design of a human being. The DNA. So a good man is someone who can, able, and willing to be who he is in spite of what happened to them. Seeing what you resonate with. What you like is hard. Why? Because what you like is so much less obvious to you than what you don't like. What you like, what you want is not obvious. And if you stop at the obvious you won't get to the core issues, what really resonates with what I call your nothing core. Yourself. So I am watching this Leo Mattei French show. I am noticing that since my imminent death threat went away my ambition dropped. Dropped, like below where it ever was. I just joined the not miserable enough to have a jet engine motive power crowd. My big eye don't want that. Monster went away, and now I'll need to generate a new one, if I want to survive financially, and maybe even emotionally. And suddenly I see that the Leo Mattei show has a main character who is driven by the need to find his abducted daughter. Eloise. It is not always obvious. But he, like me, has a one thing that when it's gone, he'll be like a bird who has lost his wings. So I already worry for him, and hope that he will find his hate for other crimes against young people, so he can continue to be alive, motivated to fight crimes. I fight against the crimes maybe our nearsightedness caused. Or whatever caused it, it needs fighting against, that its cause won't go away. But because it is not personal, because I have managed to escape its prisons with no walls, I need to find it in my heart to still fight for you. Your escape from the prison with no walls. Now I know why I hated the British version of Professor T. Ben Miller may be a good actor, but I don't think anyone has told him that when he has a moment of smile when someone thanks him, it gives away that he doesn't understand his character. His utter wretchedness. His fear that maybe he killed his father at age 8. And the Belgian version actor is true to his inner truth, you cannot smile if you are wrecked with uncertainty or doubt of your guilt. You just can't. You are waiting for the other shoe to drop. And life is merely a distraction from that. Okay, so maybe I can safely say, liking is resonating. Going the distinguishing route, where what you are defining is what doesn't fit, I could say that anything that leaves you cold, untouched, and anything that appalls you won't lead to liking. I think it could be a useful exercise to see what touches you and what way it is your own that resonates. The sameness. I am suggesting this in spite of the fact that none of my clients are readers, and maybe none of my clients even enjoy watching the character explorations of a TV show. Being entertained is not the same as what I do. If you are dead inside, and no anger, hate, and boredom mostly. If you are dead inside, and no anger, hate, and boredom mostly, you maybe have to start finding you in people in books, or people on the screen, independent on the size of the screen. And start rooting for the people who you resonate with. Most people want to love themselves. Most people want to love themselves. But if you only know the bad things about yourself, if you never get even near your essence, if you never cut to the quick where you bleed, you'll never be able to hit bottom and turn your life around from the inside. While your About Me score is sky high, you don't see and don't care about anyone else's bleeding. And truth be told, you don't care about your own bleeding either. You can't have compassion for yourself on the surface. You can only start having compassion when you get to the quick and see that what and who is causing that pain is yourself. You are causing that pain in yourself by trying to avoid being nothing. So you hate that which would make you whole. And as far as I can see, if you're something as opposed to nothing is being right, knowing, then no matter what you do, you'll force that, Force that something and shove it down people's throats. Let's turn that resonate around. How many people will resonate with you? People resonate with your pain, not with your self-righteous fix. I resonate with your pain, not your solution to it. Therein lies our tension, by the way. You think I should love the person you hope you are by being your solution. And I don't. I resonate with the broken, hurt, bleeding part, that when you can let it be, you can be nothing. Of course you'll have to go through having to find your feet. As maybe that is what's happening to me. I was 30 years old when this, having to find my feet happened for the first time. And I did find my feet then. So I can do it again. So how do you disappear that first hurt? I just had this email interaction with a client who has been diligently but unsuccessfully was trying to use her side capacity to see attitudes. So I am giving her a new assignment. It will either succeed or not, but it may succeed in one way, it may allow her to look at things differently. Driftwood. I wrote. Okay, I have a new focus for you. Look at find what age the person you are trying to see into, at what age they got stuck. And what might have precipitated that. And what might be the attitude that was born out of that moment when they got stuck. Okay? This triggered one of my first memories of Werner Erhard. In a powerful demonstration he called for a volunteer to assist him on stage. He specifically asked for a clumsy person. A woman volunteered and they started to play catch. The woman was clearly uncoordinated, and dropped the ball in spite of her forceful attempts at catching it. Then Werner changed the game. It is not about catching it any longer. Her job will be to see in what direction the ball was spinning. And to everyone's surprise, the formerly uncoordinated woman now caught the ball, because her attention wasn't on catching, but on the spinning. Now, redirecting the attention to the age of the behavior/attitude may not be as effective as Werner's redirection. I have never done this before. I know I should have. But I haven't. But like with everything, it is never too late. Can you do it for yourself? Muscletist says yes. I wonder what I have been doing unconsciously that I managed to work with my best, instead of trying to fix my worst? I notice that in certain areas I am still trying to fix. And I realize that every single health symptom I have is an emotional reaction. I have been using the energies, the heaven on earth, the big bundle, as fixes. Yesterday I tried plain vanilla allowing. No force. Just allowing. Allowing the jaw to unlock. Allowing the neck to unlock. And the symptom, heart pain, went away. Fast. I am starting to realize that allowing starts in the body, and then whatever else is there, can be allowed. Instead of just ignored. The Allowing Workshop, recording. You can find many jaw and neck relaxing exercises on the internet. One search query is very useful, how to relax your jaw from stress. Or one page I like the most. And if you think you don't need it, you are probably dead. I need it and I use it. The more I use it the better I am at letting go. AKA allowing. P.S. Okay, I need to do some explaining after the fact. So here you go, you can't resonate if you are stiff as a washboard. If you lock your jaw, if your neck and shoulders are tensed. You just cannot resonate. You are brittle. For resonance to be you need to like a guitar string. Loose. And the same is with allowing. A stiff person needs to break. And who wants that? Not you, not me. So before you can allow, you need to relax and become flexible. If you aren't, you can't resonate, and you can't allow. If this were a challenge, that is what we would practice. Becoming flexible.